Macedonia's president has promised to wipe out ethnic Albanian rebels who last week launched an offensive in the northwestern part of the country near the border with Kosovo. The conflict has been centered on the western city of Tetovo, and PR's Guy Raz is there. The rebels had declared a ceasefire, but government troops are on the offensive today, right?
Yeah, the government troops just a short while ago launched a new attack against rebel positions in the hills that rise behind downtown Tetovo. It appears as if that's the strongest statement that the ceasefire will not hold.
I guess the government wasn't interested in negotiations the rebels had been hoping for.
No, last night President Boris Tsaikovsky came out and made a very terse, brief statement. He called the rebels extremists. He said they had to be eliminated. He reiterated that the government will not negotiate with what he called terrorists. So it's unlikely that they're going to be talking to the rebels in the hills anytime soon.
What sort of firepower do government forces have? Do they have the means to eliminate the rebels, as they say?
Well, the Macedonian army didn't take part in the Balkan Wars, a decade-long Balkan War, so it was never particularly equipped for warfare. The government's been very quiet about how many troops are here, but we believe about 2,000 Macedonian security forces and army infantry reservists are in the area. There's about a half dozen tanks, and they've been, over the past few days, they've been firing into the hills, heavy bombardments with mortar shells and sniper fire.
And the rebels, what sort of weaponry do they possess?
Well, people here in Tetovo say that the rebels mainly have sniper rifles, although when we were here last week, there was a tremendous amount of machine gun fire coming from the hills behind Tetovo. You have to remember that a lot of these rebels were trained by the KLA, the Kosovo Liberation Army, during the Kosovo War. So many of them are professional soldiers. Part of the problem is that the hills above Tetovo, it's an ancient Ottoman fort. A lot of the area up there includes underground tunnels, underground passageways. So effectively, we're looking at a forest at a hill, at a forest at a hill, and we can't see anybody because they're probably underground.
What exactly do the rebels want?
Well, they say that they're fighting for ethnic Albanian civil rights, and they haven't been absolutely clear with their demands. One thing that they're calling for is the recognition of the Albanian language as an official language of the country, more education for ethnic Albanians in the ethnic Albanian language. And the biggest grievance is they're calling for a constitutional change. Most ethnic Albanians in the country oppose the violence and oppose the means that the rebels are using, but they do support a constitutional change calling for the Macedonian government to recognize Macedonia as a country of Macedonians and Albanians rather than as a country of Macedonians with an ethnic Albanian minority.
Are there any circumstances under which the government will negotiate, or is this going to be settled on the battlefield?
The government has reiterated again and again that it will not negotiate with what they call terrorists. Javier Solana, the European Union Security Commissioner, was here this past week. He urged the government not to negotiate with the rebels, who he also called terrorists. So it's highly unlikely. If there is any constitutional change, it will be negotiated with existing ethnic Albanian political leaders, many of whom are in the governing coalition.
NPR's Guy Raz in Tetovo, Macedonia.